Hey, Rumi. Well, come on in. I won't bite. I hope you don't mind. I got the bed by the window. Not for any specific reason, but I like to talk to the moon. What? You never heard of the phrase, you can talk to the moon, but the sun won't listen? It's true. It doesn't matter anyway. I'm getting released next week. Yep, as soon as I get the final reviews in and the plans in order, freedom is mine. Until they ask me to come back for another evaluation and a checkup, and then, we'll see how it goes. So, you don't have to be so tense. There's no doctors around or counselors. Except maybe the one down the hall that keeps hogging up the vending machine. Well, then again, who's going to take from that anyway? Okay, maybe that joke was a bit uncalled for. Sorry. I won't ask what you're in here for. You can loosen up a bit. Get comfortable. It's not like it's a prison. Though it can be if you're caught walking around past curfew. Then everyone asks where you're going, and you make up an excuse saying, oh, I'm just looking for the bathroom. And then they lead you to one, and then they make you sing on the shitter so you don't get caught trying to, yeah. No. I never liked that. I hate the feeling that something's about to come up and it never does. Yeah, to be honest, I'd rather be dead. Don't tell anyone I said that. Some of the folks around here don't understand my sarcasm. Yeah, these quacks like to take everything out of proportion. Honestly. It's how I cope with the mess. What kind of woman would I be if I didn't try to lighten up the situation somehow in some way? It's like if I walk out of here and say, hey, everyone, look at me. You can see the bumps on my spine. I'm a human ladder. Then maybe everyone will stop reminding me that they can see my ribcage or the dips in my collarbone and how deep my love handles are and how I should eat more whenever I say I'm not hungry when really I'm just not comfortable eating in front of them. You know what I mean? I bet you do. They're just gonna try and convince me again that I have this sort of weird chemical imbalance where I don't actually know that I'm hungry until my stomach is screaming. It's meh. We all have our weird thing. But I can tell you're gonna be all right. I just know. Can I tell you a story? It's a good one, for sure. All right, so I'm in college. I think it was my sophomore or junior year, I want to say. And I'm stressed, like seriously, beyond stress. I got school, I got work and extracurriculars, and I'm going through my first breakup ever, and the only time I felt relief was in the 2 hours I spent every night going to town on my clit with a pillow before hitting the sack. Hold on. Hold on. There's a meaning behind this, trust me. So, this one weekend, I visit home, and my parents already ask the same goddamn old questions. Did you eat? Are you hungry? You don't look healthy, and blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, my mom told me the story she herself had at my age time and time again. It was the late 70s, early 80s, something like that, and she was living on her own for the first time. Times were tough and she had to save money, so she figured the best way to go about it was to cut back on spending on some food. And we're not talking about top ramen here. I'm talking about fasting on purpose. But one day, she just couldn't take it anymore. She gets off work, drives up to the nearest Arby's, and orders a beef and cheddar. She goes home, and in her own words, she had the best goddamn sandwich she ever had. So much so that she got back in her car, drove back to the Arby's and got another one. And that's when everything changed for her. And you know what's funny about it? My story wasn't that much different. It's funny, you know? How trauma inherits. You do like a good story, don't you? All right, so winter comes along, and it's my birthday, right? And I feel like shit. But me being a college kid, I knew how to get food for free, or sometimes very, very cheap. That is, whenever I wanted to eat at all. But on that day, I got this coupon for Chili's, because, of course, and I ordered dessert. But of course, you can't just get a free dessert, stupid fine print and all that shit. So I gotta order something else, too. So I cut my losses and figure I'd look at least semi-normal if I order a mushroom burger. I get there, and the smell of the place disgusted me. Oh my god. I felt ashamed being where I was and so desperate and being so quiet about it, too. I felt so ashamed being where I was and so desperate and being so quiet about it, too. But then I got my food, got back in the car, sat in the back seat, took some pretty deep breaths. Then I bit into the best goddamn burger I have ever eaten. And I felt my stomach kick. Like it was punishing me, but the more I ate, the less dizzy I got. I felt alive. Yet at the same time, so sick. That's when I knew I had a problem. Because how on earth had I convinced myself that the simple necessity of food was something that I should deny myself? And for what? For what? And it wasn't just that. Every morning I had one cup of tea. I go to class and the empty pit in my stomach fights me. It hurts and it bites from the inside out. But on some level, some weird, fucked up level, I enjoyed that pain. I loved the pain. Because I felt like a quiet survivor that nobody knew about. I would survive a day without solids, and I felt beautiful. Pretty. Even when I started to feel weak and dizzy, I felt I deserved it. Because, I don't know. I'd rather feel that than eat in front of my friends and have them seize the opportunity to say something shitty about how tiny my wrists are or how my hair's falling out or, God forbid, it's hot out and I wear a crop top. It's not good with my complexion. Yeah, there may come a day where I can wear a strapless gown and feel nothing but pride, but until then, it's just me. We all need to find comfort in ourselves, and sometimes that means going to Arby's and getting a beef and cheddar. For others, a mushroom burger and a lava cake from Chili's. And no, I did not pull this speech out of my ass, thanks to the doctors around here. And don't tell them I said that either. Seriously, they're going to take all the credit. Really, though, if I were to give you any piece of advice, when the time comes for group therapy, you should at least try to participate. It gets so boring. Like, all the long silences and the tension fucking kills me. Or if anything, at least laugh at my jokes, okay? So what do you say, new friend? Think you're gonna like it here?